What's really behind the recent church scandals, plus revivals and repentance, and a health update from the Duck Dynasty dad, Phil Robertson, and 8 Kim Clement prophecies that were fulfilled in 2024. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. What's driving the recent church scandals? In this article by Shane Eidelman, he looks at the reasons why do leaders fall. And he has written about this before. And he says, a quick word to those whose faith is faltering because of fallen leaders. Never look to a man. They will let you down. Look to God. He never will. He lists several points that we need to keep in mind. The mindset a lot of people have is that the accused are guilty until they're proven innocent. But there, we need to have a priority that we must listen. He says, when there are victims involved, we must listen carefully and prioritize their issue. That's obvious. But what might not be so obvious is that we often become cold, callous, and overly critical in our zeal for justice. He talks about the spirit of accusation, killing humility. We must do better, the pain of pride, and that both will be held accountable. Both parties will be held accountable. It's definitely worth taking a look at this article and let us know in the comments about what you think about how to deal with issues like this. Next, 8 Kim Clement prophecies that were fulfilled in 2024. In the latest Kim Clement prophecy fulfilled by Trump, involves him becoming Time Magazine's Person of the Year. In the prophetic rewind on the Kim Clement Facebook page, they say, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Now, this article is really interesting because Kim Clement's daughter and the ministry that they have, the House of Destiny, Don A. Clement, it's like they do such a tremendous job of categorizing these prophetic words and making them into a library that they've been able to research and actually look and compare what was prophesied in the past and be able to look at it and see what has actually come to pass. And so this article is just filled with what God said and how we've seen it come to pass. Let us know what you think in the comments. Read this and did this come to pass the same way? Is this word fulfilled the way that is laid out here in this article? Is it fulfilled a different way? Let us know. And make sure that you subscribe to this channel for breaking news from a spiritual perspective. We do our best to cover spiritual news so that you can have an understanding of what God is doing around the world during this day and age. Now, revival is here, and we love talking about revival here at Charisma. And in this story that comes from CBN News, 140 inmates were baptized and they find freedom. That is so exciting that whenever people find freedom and they start their walk with the Lord. And I love these types of testimonies here in this work with God Behind Bars, a ministry that reaches the most unchurched population in the United States, inmates. There's great testimonies in these videos. Definitely check it out. It's encouraging. It will build your faith. And Dr. Michael Brown's statements on the allegations against him. He says, I ask you to forgive me. I highly recommend watching this full 7-minute explanation and ask for forgiveness on Dr. Brown's YouTube channel, which is, as he says, his most public way of providing an apology. There's a lot more details than I can go into right now. I actually did a reaction to this on our YouTube channel. And definitely, it's important to see how somebody is dealing with these types of situations, with these accusations against him. And we have a health update from Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson. He says that the prayers of millions are working. Faith in God is enough, but it's nice every once in a while to receive a sign that he is listening. What happened to Phil Robertson might just be one of those consolations. The patriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's and a blood disease, according to Fox News, experienced a brief reprieve from his symptoms after the family spoke about his condition on the Unashamed with the Robertson Family podcast on Friday. Definitely pray for the Robertsons. Pray for Phil Robertson and the whole family as they're going through this. Pray for complete healing. That would be the best thing for sure. And while you're praying for the Robertsons, right now as I'm recording this, I just found out that in Germany, there was a Christmas market that a car at highway speeds drove through a crowd And it's from what I've seen, the reports was 11 people were already counted as dead and about 60 people have been wounded. The driver has been arrested and more information will be forthcoming. Please pray for those that have been injured and killed and pray for their families that they will find comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your top stories of the week. God bless you.